In sub-Saharan Africa, Lagos has long been known as Nigeria's center for pop culture. It is home to Nigeria's film industry, Nollywood, and many of the country's most well-known musicians and artists live there. But a group of rappers and fashion designers are creating their own cultural community in another city, Kaduna. The northern Nigerian city is about 600 kilometers from Lagos. DJ Jakes Tudu is a disc jockey, or DJ, in Kaduna. On his weekly radio show, he plays the latest music from local rap artists. Hip-hop is very popular in Nigeria, and rappers like Morel, DJ AB, Kings, and Classic are part of a new generation of Kaduna musicians. They are trying to put Kaduna and northern Nigeria on the music map. To most people, Kaduna may seem like a quiet and conservative city, but its growing music scene shows there is much more to the town. One popular music artist in Kaduna is Kevin Words. He is a local celebrity thanks to songs like Heaven. DJ Jakes is a very big fan of Kevin Words.
Stepping into Kaduna music industry, you have to listen to the likes of Kevin Words because a lot of people out there have this stereotype or this mindset that Kaduna artists are, Kaduna industry is full of mediocres. And when you hear people like Kevin Ward, man, trust me, you want to sit up.
Another of Kaduna's rising stars is 28-year-old Ibrahim Ilya. His stage name is IBI. Ilya mixes Hausa, the local language, with American hip-hop style. His recent hit song is called Alhamdulillah. Ilya says he fell in love with rap music at a young age. He makes rap music now because he still loves it. He says many of Kaduna's rappers move to Lagos to try to advance their music careers. But Ilya wants to stay in Kaduna and help build the city's music scene.
Yeah, I'm not actually against people going to Lagos, but if Kaduna people, they can just build themselves alone, reach a certain level, I mean, Lagos is nothing now. We'll counter them.
Music is just one part of hip-hop culture in Nigeria. Fashion is also important. And Kaduna has also become a promising place for young designers. One successful designer is Husena Raji. She is the CEO of Mummies Fashion. She designs clothes that combine both urban and African styles.
I decided to blend hip-hop because it's, I mean, that's a selling, that's what's selling right now in the market. Almost everybody wants to wear and feel like it. So we try as much as possible to make everything look it.
Mixing styles is popular now among Kaduna fashion designers. One of them is 24-year-old Patrick Yamai. He tries to mix professional styles with casual ones. He likes to make clothes that can be worn to work, as well as out to restaurants and bars in the evenings. His label, YKP Clothing, tries to keep an African influence in all of its styles as well. Yamai did not start out as a fashion designer. He studied accounting in school, and DJ Jakes studied architecture. But they each grew to care about building Kaduna's own art scene. As DJ Jakes said, he has a passion for northern talent and is trying hard to promote it. I'm Phil Dierking.